Good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining us. I was here a couple weeks ago laying out the priorities for the Senate Republicans for this session. We talked, of course, a little bit about public safety and initiatives to provide funding for more police officers, as well as initiatives to hold violent criminals accountable for their actions in an effort to help keep our communities safer here in Minnesota. We've talked about education and prioritizing students, making sure that our students get the best quality education, and empowering parents as partners with educators in their child's education. And today, we are very excited to roll out and propose the largest tax relief package, the largest tax cut in our state's history. You all have maybe heard that the state has a surplus, $7.7 billion. And when you have a surplus this large, it means one thing, and that's the state of Minnesota is collecting too much money from the taxpayers. And Senate Republicans have heard loud and clear from the people of Minnesota, send the money back. Get that money back in the pockets of Minnesotans. And today, our proposal is going to do exactly that. We are proposing permanent, ongoing tax relief so working Minnesotans have more money in their pocket every single paycheck, week after week, month after month, year after year. In addition to that, we know that senior citizens are living on a fixed income, and like every other Minnesotan, they're struggling with record inflation. Minnesota is one of only 12 or 13 states that still taxes Social Security income, and Senate Republicans are making it a priority to eliminate state income taxes on Social Security income. And to provide more details on our proposal, I'm going to turn it over to Senator Nelson.
Good morning. It's great to be here with you today as the Senate Tax Chair, and I cannot agree with Senator Miller more. Coming on the heels of surplus after surplus after surplus, it is clear that government is taxing Minnesotans too much. Our reserves are full. The surplus is nearly $8 billion. Now think about that, $8 billion. Government is doing great, but the problem is Minnesotans are struggling. While our government accounts are full and overflowing, Minnesotans' bank accounts are struggling. We are one of the highest tax states in the country, and one of the most valuable things that we can do right now to help struggling Minnesotans is to deliver immediate, permanent tax relief. It's time that we right-size our Minnesota taxes. And by lowering the tax burden on all income tax filers, let me repeat that, lowering the tax burden on all income tax filers and eliminating the double taxation on Social Security benefits on that income that Minnesotans already purchased when their paychecks were taxed, we can get Minnesotans on the right track, and we can provide immediate, efficient, and permanent tax relief. I will give you a little bit more detail about how we're going to get there. First, we are going to reduce our nation-leading income tax for all filers. We're going to do that through lowering the first tax rate. And as you likely know, every single taxpayer's income is taxed in that first bracket at the beginning, and it will lower that taxation from 535.535% to 2.8%. Every taxpayer will benefit from this income tax cut. And just to put that in perspective, our lowest income tax rate is outrageously high. It is so high that our lowest rate is higher than the highest tax rate in 17 of our states. Our income tax rates are outrageously high. And I'll make it specific for you. A family of four making $100,000 will receive a tax break in every paycheck. That will be $1,066 per year, every year going forward. Permanent tax relief. As I said, the tax change is simple, it's efficient, it's effective, and it is immediately. It's immediate. The second thing we're going to do is, as I mentioned, we're going to eliminate, permanently eliminate the Minnesota taxation on Social Security income. We're an island again. Only 13 states in our nation even tax Social Security. 11 of those states tax it at a lower rate than we do. Again, we are a high tax state. We are an island. Eliminating the Social Security tax income or the taxation on that Social Security income will impact over 400,000 filers, and the average benefit will be $1,313. Everyone in this room, likely, we have paid into Social Security. Our retirees have paid into it over their careers, not by choice. It was mandated. And then when the federal government turns around and says, now you're eligible to withdraw that money that was taken out of your paycheck year after year after year, now the state of Minnesota currently requires you to pay tax on it. That's wrong. We need to end that. We must end this double taxation on Social Security benefits. It is the right thing to do, and it will help hundreds of thousands of Minnesotans. You know, we can't change some things like the weather in this state that might keep people from moving to or staying in our state, but we can change our high tax structure. And we must do that. That's what this bill is about. These are permanent changes. They benefit every taxpayer in the state. They will empower Minnesotans to spend those dollars as they see need and help us get back on the right track. And now I'm going to turn it over to Senator Coleman. Talk a little bit about how it impacts families.
Good morning. My name is Senator Julia Coleman. I'm the Vice Chair of the Taxes Committee. And I represent Carver County, one of the fastest growing communities in this state. It is being filled with growing families like my own. And let me just tell you, growing families in Minnesota, we're tired. We're tired of having to go to two or three grocery stores hunting down deals to stay within our grocery budget. We're tired of the anxiety we get going to the post office or going to our mailbox to grab our energy bill. We're tired of stopping at the gas pump on the way to work. And as that number keeps ticking up, trying to do the mental math to figure out where that's coming out of our tight budgets. In the face of record inflation, Minnesota families are exhausted and overwhelmed. That's why I am so proud of this tax bill. While every family is facing its own unique challenges, we know they need relief. And they need it now. They don't need some big government program that picks winners and losers. They need relief. This bill delivers meaningful tax relief, not a gimmick, not a one-time check. The average household in Minnesota will get over $1,000 to put back into their family budgets every single year. On top of that, as Senator Nelson mentioned, we want to see our children's grandparents stay here in Minnesota. There are too many little Minnesotas in lower tax states like Florida, Texas, and Arizona. We want them to stay here. We want them to be part of our communities, part of our children's lives. We don't want them to have to go to a different state and count days on the calendar to make sure that their budgets are better off. This is something I hear from seniors in my community all the time about. In fact, my own grandmother lobbied me on this issue. We need to treat our seniors fairly. They were already taxed for Social Security. They shouldn't be taxed again when it's time to receive that benefit they've earned. Taxpayers, Minnesota families, have been hit hard, and they know what they need for their own budgets. This bill empowers Minnesotans to meet their own individual needs and spend it as they see fit. After all, it is their money, and they earned it. Thank you.
Happy to answer any questions.
Can someone clarify the price tag for this biennium and then going out into the other biennium? So I just want to make sure I know how much is coming out of this.
It's roughly three. So the question is, what is the price tag? It's roughly $3.5 billion in the current year, and then roughly $8.5 billion over the next 3 years.
The next 3 years after, so like $2.8 billion. I mean, obviously it would change us like.
First year, $3.5 billion. Over the next 3 years, $8.5 billion.
Both of those?
Correct.
So I can do the math. I can deduct 3.5 from 8.5, and that's how much is in the next biennium.
Correct.
So it's pretty much all the projected surplus.
Nope.
In the next biennium.
Nope. The projected surplus is $7.7 billion for the current biennium.
But the next biennium surplus is something like $5.5 billion.
No, the surplus in the next biennium is larger than that. Okay. 15? My finance chair is telling me roughly $13 billion in the tails.
So do the higher rates stay where they're at then, the higher tiers?
Yes. Right now we're focusing on the first tier, which affects all Minnesota taxpayers. So that's the tier that we're focusing on right now. And, of course, this is our proposal. This will go through the committee process. The bill's getting drafted as we speak. And the tax committee will do their work, so that might change through the process. But we're focused on providing permanent ongoing tax relief, really focused at middle-class families.
Is this something you plan to scale up or down based on what you hear Monday, if the surplus grows or shrinks, or what can you say about that?
Yeah, so, of course, the updated forecast comes out on Monday, and we will, adapt accordingly to what the new forecast looks like.
What's your expectations for that?
I don't know. Your guess is as good as mine. A month ago, I would have said that I would expect higher, and with things that are going on, especially in Ukraine right now, it's a concern. So that might bring things back the other way. But it really also expresses and highlights the importance of this permanent ongoing tax relief package. We already saw it today. Oil is up. Gas prices are up. Heating costs are up. It's really, really having an effect on family budgets in the state of Minnesota. And we feel the best way that we can help at the state of Minnesota is putting more pockets, more money in the pockets of Minnesotans.
Senator, did you consider direct rebates similar to what the governor has proposed, along with permanent tax cuts, and kind of a hybrid model so people get immediate funds?
So the question is, have we thought about a one-time check versus permanent ongoing tax relief, or a combination of both? And this proposal would be effective immediately. So the tax tables would change this year, so Minnesotans would start seeing more money in their pocket every single paycheck. So we feel that this is immediate relief, and the governor's proposal is so small, the check, it barely scratches the surface of inflation. So we rather focus on permanent ongoing tax relief, effective immediately, to put more money in people's pockets, because it goes on year after year. So it's not just a one-time payment, it's year after year. So our focus is on the permanent ongoing tax relief.
Just as a quick follow-up, the governor says on the Social Security piece of this that most low and middle income Social Security recipients already don't pay any taxes, that will mostly, this proposal would mostly benefit the wealthiest Social Security recipients. What's your response to that?
This initiative will impact 400,000 Minnesotans. And when you live in a state like Minnesota that is known as such a highly progressive state, of course, some of this tax relief will go back to the people who paid into those Social Security who paid their Social Security taxes.
And Tom, I don't know, the question is the Social Security tax. I don't know who the governor is hearing from, but I can tell you who I'm hearing from, and that's senior citizens in southeastern Minnesota in the district I represent, and they're feeling the squeeze right now, and I'm hearing it more than I have ever before that now's the time for the state of Minnesota to eliminate Social Security taxes. So based on feedback that we're hearing from Minnesotans who are paying that tax, they're feeling the squeeze, they're on fixed budgets, they're feeling record inflation hit their budget. So that's why it's a priority for us based on what we're hearing from seniors across the state.
So you don't believe his argument that the low and middle income Social Security recipients are already paying no tax?
We are focused on eliminating the Social Security tax for all seniors who receive it, who receive Social Security income.
Events in Ukraine a moment ago, and I wonder if what's happening there and the market response and the risk to the future, does that give you any pause in having ongoing tax relief as opposed to one time just because the global situation is changing?
So I think the global situation actually expedites how important this is and shares. I think we need to move quicker on permanent ongoing tax relief to put more money in the pockets of Minnesotans because record inflation is only getting worse. Gas prices are only going to get higher. Heating costs are only going to get higher as a result of the global events and the war in Ukraine. So it further emphasizes how important it is for us to pass this tax relief package and get more money in the pockets of Minnesotans.
Can I ask Senator Rosen to get the back of her envelope out and give us some sense of what you think spending GOP, Senate GOP spending priorities are so far? Billion plus on UI, you got to put the 250 back in for hero checks, long-term care. Can you give us a sense of what the total so far of your caucus's spending is? Mm-hmm.
I can answer it for Senator Rosen. We are within the budget. We are tracking everything very carefully and very thoroughly, and all of our priorities fall within the dollars that are available within the current budget forecast.
List them. Can you list them for us? I told you.
Well, I'm not going to list them because some of them are public right now and others are still in the works. So we've had the $2.7 billion for UI. We have this tax relief package. We've done some law enforcement recruiting and retention initiatives already. And then I think the rest of the bills are either have been proposed or are currently moving through the committee process. But we will be within the budget. I assure you of that.
And we'll know what the budget is on Monday.
And we may have to adjust accordingly based on the next forecast.
Can someone who's been around remind me, when was the last time that the actual rates got adjusted? And it was just, if memory serves, a couple tenths of a percentage point the last time.
I think 2017 and 2020, in the last few years, there's been small rate adjustments, nothing this large.
And was that just the bottom rate, or was that the bottom and the second rate?
I'm going from memory here. Certainly it was the lower rate. I can't tell you. There might have been something on the second rate, too. And the point is, this bill impacts everybody's rates, and I think that's the important piece. Everyone's income taxes will be lowered through this bill. And I do want to just say to that Social Security question, we are so out of sync in how we tax Social Security. As I said, there's 13 other states that do. Only two of them match the high level at which we tax Social Security. And the exemptions that the governor is talking about are very small. It'd be very difficult to live on those lower incomes, particularly ones that are currently being taxed are also a challenge. And so it's important that we actually do get that Social Security taxation removed for all Minnesotans, but it really impacts middle-class Minnesotans.
Tax year 22?
Yes.
So the current tax year, your intent is to have fully in place, not a half.
So the question is, when would this become effective? It would become effective tax year 2022, so Minnesotans would see immediate not only permanent ongoing, but it would be immediate tax relief. And bottom line is inflation is at record levels right now. And it is causing families and seniors and individuals across the state of Minnesota a lot of stress. It's squeezing family budgets. And this is the largest tax relief package that's ever been proposed in our state's history, or this would be the largest tax relief package in our state history, and it would provide immediate, permanent, ongoing tax relief to working Minnesotans and senior citizens.
Yeah, some of the things you just outlined, and the fact that this March deadline is coming up on the UI piece as well, I mean, is there any urgency behind Republicans, Democrats starting to negotiate on a tax cut package or other some of these pieces? And I'm sure, as you know, Democrats are going to be passing their frontline $1 billion for frontline checks piece today. I mean, are some of these things starting to be talked about for an early potential deal?
Well, I think the deal on unemployment insurance is already there. The governor proposed a number. The Senate passed a bill that matches that number with strong bipartisan support. I'm confident that if the House Democrats brought up that bill on the House floor, that it would pass with bipartisan support. So that could be an early win and an early bill that's being passed. We agree with the governor that nothing else should be tied to that UI bill. If you notice, the Senate's getting our work done. We're passing bills. They're passing with bipartisan support. We're moving bills through the committee process. This bill will be ready to go. Senator Nelson's already had a hearing on the Social Security portion of this bill. The income tax rate reduction will be next, along with some other initiatives. So we're moving quickly, and we're moving in a bipartisan manner here in the Senate, and we hope the House will join us so we can get this bill on the governor's desk as quickly as possible. So we can get money into people's pockets as quickly as possible.
Have there been any internal any conversations with the other chamber, though, on some kind of early session deal? Have those started yet, or have there been meetings?
We've had some discussions, yes.
And is there any appetite in the Senate for raising the HERO or essential frontline worker bonus pay above that 250 that you did last year?
So the question is related to the frontline worker pay. So let's go back a few months here. Of course, there was a discussion last year on $250 million for frontline workers. Republicans put forward a proposal that gave healthcare workers who were on the front lines during the pandemic and those healthcare workers that took the most risk to help keep people safe a meaningful bonus. That was the Republican proposal. Democrats came in and they significantly expanded the eligible workers to essential workers, and the dollar amount to those workers was lower. An agreement could not be reached this past fall. Then in December, the budget forecast was released, and it changed the dynamics significantly, a $7.7 billion surplus. And Republicans, Senate Republicans, are in the position right now where we don't think it's fair to pick winners and losers. We don't think it's fair to choose some workers and not others. We don't think it's fair to pit one worker against another. So we are proposing this tax relief package that provides all Minnesota workers significant tax relief that's permanent and ongoing. Not one time, not a one-time check, not a one-time gimmick, whatever you want to call it, but permanent ongoing tax relief that puts more money in the pockets of Minnesotans every single paycheck.
Can we expect to see drought relief both for trees and for farmers come as part of an early deal that's been moving through the House?
To be honest with you, the question is related to drought relief. There were some discussions this fall with a potential special session related to drought relief. to be perfectly honest with you, I have not been briefed on the current status, and I don't know where our committees are at on that. Senator Weber, do you know anything on that?
Certainly, I'm Bill Weber, Property Tax Subcommittee Chair. I would mention that there is interest from our farm organizations about a drought relief package. There has been nothing new that has been introduced in the Senate at this point. Certainly, it is a topic that will be discussed. And I just had them in my office yesterday, basically. So, and we will proceed with discussion of that issue, and look to a final bill to see what we can include.
So, to answer your question, it's an ongoing conversation.
Senator Miller, if people don't have questions on tax, could you react more broadly to the situation in Ukraine? As it's escalating and invasion is happening.
So the question is related to Ukraine. I think all I can say is our thoughts and our prayers are with the people of Ukraine, and we are hoping for a peaceful resolution as quickly as possible.
All right. We're good.
All right. Thank you, everybody. Have a great day.